He got in the car on the pretext that he was off to check on a friend, but he wasn't fooling anyone, least of all himself. He was horny, and that was it. He was bored with wanking, tired of meaningless one-night stands, tired of everything. Everything but Eddie. Since Eddie's decision to sell his shares and leave the company, Max had come to realize that he had been spoiled for the past 9 years, researching, promoting, selling, investing, and Eddie was always around. Always there for a word, a smile, a touch, or a frantic shag in a loo somewhere. Now, not so much. Max missed it. Missed him. So he'd texted Eddie to say he was coming for the weekend, that he was looking forward to coming multiple times during the weekend, and that he would bring lube. He hadn't even bothered waiting for a reply, just brought the car up front, threw in a bag, and off he was. The reply didn't come until almost 2 hours into the journey. Max had stopped at an anonymous service station somewhere along the motorway and bought coffee. "See you tonight, caveman. You're cooking." A short and concise message, meaning, "Darling, you're finally coming to see me. I've been waiting for you. You're rude and crude, and I love it. You're sexy, and I will let you fuck me senseless before I send you for a takeaway so we can cuddle in front of the telly all weekend." Or something along those lines. If you spoke Eddie, and Max did. Well, as much as any human being could, of course. Gods and spirits and animals, and probably trees come to think of it, spoke better Eddie than he did. But he couldn't really compete with any of those, so he just settled for understanding his lover most of the time.